Good morning, WTAW News Time is 6:06, and it's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. It's the beginning of a new year, and W-2 forms will be arriving within the next couple of weeks. Although in the past, the Twin Cities have partnered with United Way to offer volunteer income tax assistance sites, Ronnie Jackson with the City of Bryan says there's a different way to get help this year.
The AARP is still offering those. They have been offering them all along.
Okay.
But they are still offering, and they actually, their tax preparers, the people that they train to do that, actually have some advanced training. So they can actually do a lot more than the intermediary kind of stuff we used to do with the vital sites.
Jackson says you don't have to be a senior or a member of the AARP to receive the free tax preparations, which will be offered at the Claire Mounts and Larry J. Ringer Libraries. For available times and dates, you can visit our website at WTAW.com. Things might be a little more congested on a major Bryan Street this weekend. You can expect lane shifts on Briarcrest starting Sunday afternoon, so the lanes can be restriped from Kent Street all the way to Highway 6. Bob Caldwell with the Texas Department of Transportation asked drivers to avoid this area if possible, but if you must drive on it, be prepared for delays and alert for construction personnel.
We have finished the water line on the south side of the project. We've also finished the pavement widening on the south side along with the sidewalks. What we're going to do is have a traffic switch on Sunday night so that we can start working on the north side of the project, then work on the median in the final phase right before we open the project as we'll be repaving the roadway surface.
Caldwell says they expect to be finished painting the stripes before Tuesday morning. The changes, which are part of a $4.7 million project, will add turn lanes, a center median, and improve sidewalks. It's estimated to be complete this August. It's a new year, and of course, what's one of the top resolutions? Getting healthier. Flora Williams with the Texas A&M AgriLife says knowing how many calories you need and balancing those is a great first step. Williams says many things you can do to reduce your calories will also enrich your overall eating experience.
Take time to fully enjoy your food. Try not to eat so fast, because when you eat too fast, you take in more calories. So you want to take your time so you can your body can get the message that you are full. You want to avoid oversized portions. And some ways you can do that, you can use a smaller plate, bowl, or glass.
She says when eating out, choose smaller portion sizes, take home part of that meal, or share it with a friend. When it comes to gardening, the winter offers a break from vigorous weed growth, but it's also an excellent time to plan and prepare. Charlotte Anthony with the Brazos County Master Gardener says you can determine what you like and don't like in the skeleton of your garden and think of new possibilities.
Look at your landscape. Look at trees and shrubs. Some of them may be kind of waning and not doing so well, so you can do some analysis. It's an awesome time to look at trees, particularly deciduous ones. You can look at the form of them. If you have newly planted trees, it's a great time to do some pruning.
Anthony says pruning stimulates new growth, so don't prune before a freeze, that is, which can be harsh on plants. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the Master Gardener website, which has more tips for tree and shrub selection. And finally, this morning, if you're headed north this afternoon to the Arlington area for that little thing called the Cotton Bowl, travel safely. There's a 20% chance of light rain that could be mixed with sleet or snow through the afternoon in the DFW area. And, of course, watch for those icy bridges along 35. The high is only expected to be around 45 degrees up in that area. WTAW News Time is 6:10, and it's currently 42 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012s, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a happy new year.
Hey, it's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
We're looking at partly to at times mostly cloudy skies as we go through the night, and there could be a few light showers returning as well. Low temperature between 36 and 40. Now, overall, we'll see more clouds and sun during the day Friday. There could be a shower here and there. Temperatures near 50. Any scattered light showers end Friday night. A low near 40. And then during the day Saturday, clouds and periods of afternoon sun with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Looks like a nice day coming up on Sunday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, and what looks to be an epic weekend for Brazos Valley football. Of course, the Aggies are in the Cotton Bowl. Sam Houston is playing for the FCS National Championship game. Doubleheader last night with men's and women's basketball, and a whole lot more coming up later with sports at 6:50.
And I don't know, you didn't see any snow up there, did you?
No. Okay. Not yet.
Well, I mean, we were supposed to have that here, too.
Like last I saw, there was a chance of snow flurries, and they were saying it's about a 30% chance. I'm pulling the forecast now.
I don't get how the weather people miss it that badly, you know? I think
Bob ought to just protest.
I mean, you know, just stand there and say, I'm going to say this forecast, but I don't believe it. Because we were talking about that this morning. They can't even get the next 6 hours right, you know?
According to this, 30% chance of rain, and it's just rain now here because it's 36. Right now it's 41 degrees in Dallas.
Yeah.
And it clears up by game time and tailgate time anyway. It should be sunny and 45.
Okay. Well, having a look at the radar out there, there's some rain.
I'm looking at the radar right now. It looks like on the far west side of Fort Worth, far, far west side of Fort Worth, there's maybe a little bit of pink in there, but that's about it.
Yeah. And if you were, of course, I don't know why you'd be leaving at 6:30 in the morning for a game that's 12 hours from now, but there's some rain probably all the way to Waco and on up to Hillsboro.
Yeah.
If you go 6, then you'll hit that. And then over, even over on 45, there's a little bit of light rain. But anyway, if you go up the normal way, that's up to Waco and then hit the interstate. You'll be in rain all morning. And it's not really heavy rain, but it's out there. But this whole thing about snow and garbage, I don't know. But the thing is, too, now, if you're an old guy like I am, you remember they used to play this game outside.
Right? Yes, they did.
And there have been some games that outside wasn't very nice.
Yes, there were.
So, you know, they're probably glad that they got the roof closed on the Death Star there.
That's where the Ice Bowl got its name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been to one Cowboys game in the old stadium where I remember it was just miserable. It might have been 24 degrees outside, but hey, I was at the Cowboys game with my dad. So.
That's it. That's a great experience. And you know, the old stadium had great sight lines. It was a great place.
Yeah, but, it was.
You know, and I'm talking about Cowboy Stadium, not the Cotton Bowl. But the Cotton Bowl's all right for an old stadium.
Yeah,
as long as you don't have to go out there and go to your car at dark. You know, great neighborhood. So a New Zealand woman got some profitable revenge on her boyfriend. Boyfriend dumped her. And then he skipped the country. So she thought, well, let me see. What can I do? Well, I'll sell all of his secret and successful fishing spots. She found the GPS markings in her garage and went ahead and just auctioned them off on the web and got $2,500 for it.
So,
that's not bad at all.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll come back and they'll be fished out. She'll have the money.
That'll teach him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Have a great time together.
Got a lot of info. See, you give them enough time to think about exactly how she'll get back at you. And,
you're sunk.
That's right. It's not. I mean, she could put super glue in your comb or something like that, but this is much better.
Well, not really my comb, Scott.
Oh, that's
thanks.
True. Yeah, in your case, that's true. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
That's all right. Do what we can. Yeah.
This week at Sterling Auto Group, any trade goes. During Any Trade Goes, Sterling Auto Group will give you top dollar for any trade. You heard right. Sterling Auto Group wants your current car, truck, or SUV, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. So you can drive home a new Buick or GMC for possibly less, yes, less than you're paying now. Get 0% APR for 72 months or get $5,000 total cash back on 2012 Buick Enclaves. That's thousands less than the competition. In fact, not only do Buicks cost less, less. They look better and have more standard features than the competition. 2013 Buick Verona with 2 years scheduled maintenance, 2 years OnStar, and Sirius XM radio for just $199 a month. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 24-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, 1990 due at signing plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit, zero APR, 1389 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
It's the 11th day of Christmas. Tomorrow's the 12th day of Christmas. How do you like that?
Yeah. Yippee!
Then it'll be all over, and that means you're supposed to have your tree down and, you know, make sure that your neighbor doesn't turn on his lights again. It's trivia day.
Gosh, but we'll have to try that.
Isn't every day. Yeah, I do. I, in fact, have a trivia day trivia question later on this morning.
Oh, good.
And it's World Hypnotism Day. All right, what do you got for birthdays?
Coco Jones from the Disney Channel is
really?
15.
Oh, yep. Really? Coco, that he or she or...
That's a she.
That'd be a she.
And if I'm not mistaken, she was the MBT, which is the next big thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Julia Ormond is 48 years old today.
Uh-huh.
Matt Frewer, who most will know as Max Headroom.
Well, if anybody would know him at all, it'd be for Max Headroom, right? What else has he done? Yeah, okay.
He's 55 today.
Yeah, okay.
Patti Loveless is 56. Michael Stipe from REM is 53. Who else do we have here? I have to do things a little differently, so I apologize.
Dave Foley from News Radio, if you remember him. He'd be a 50 today.
Graham Rahal, race car driver, is 24 today as well. And that's pretty much all I've... Don Shula is 83 today as well.
83. Wow. And Diane Cannon, actress, would be a 76. All right. What we got for Saturday now? Now, Saturday, by the way, of course, is the 12th day of Christmas.
Yes, it is.
That's the Lord's A-Leaping thing or whatever.
And speaking of Lord's A-Leaping, Marilyn Manson will be 43.
Of course.
Bradley Cooper is 37 on Saturday. Robert Duvall is 81.
Wow.
January Jones is 34. Diane Keaton turns 66. Christine Cavalieri is 25. Pamela Sue Martin.
Oh, my.
Is 59 years old from Dynasty.
Uh-huh.
Walter Fritz Mondale is 84 years old on Saturday. Warwick Dunn, former NFL player and three-time Pro Bowler, is 37 years old. And that's all I have for
Ted Lang, who was Isaac, the bartender on Love Boat and little else.
yeah, that was another one. If you didn't see him in that, you didn't see him.
Yep, 65. And George Funky Brown of Cool and the Gang.
And Chuck Noll, I missed that one too.
Oh, really?
Former coach of the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. He was pretty good. All right. Oh, okay. And then what is that? That's Saturday. All right, what have we got for Sunday?
Rowan Atkinson is 57 years old.
Mr. Bean.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. My wife thinks it's just hysterical, but I don't get it. Anyway.
Yeah, me either, it's any consolation.
But again, he's made a lot of money doing that.
Mm-hmm. Bonnie Franklin, remember her from One Day at a Time?
Sure.
She is 66. Mm-hmm. Lou Holtz is 75.
75.
Oh, that's
75.
Mean.
75, yeah, okay. Sorry.
Nancy Lopez is 55.
Mm-hmm.
And, Ndamukong Suh, 25 years old, the dirtiest player in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Just throw that in there.
Pretty much.
Gabrielle Reese is 42 years old. And that's all I have for us.
All right. Howie Long, remember Howie, the Housters on Fox, I guess now. He's an NFL analyst, is 53. Do you say Nancy Lopez?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. And, let's see. Lou Harris, the pollster, the Harris rating poll. He'd be 91 years old.
And it's also Sam Rayburn's birthday.
It would have been. Had he taken better care of himself. Okay. All right. Oh, and this also is the anniversary. Sunday is the anniversary, the 15th anniversary of Sonny Bono dying in a skiing accident.
No kidding.
Remember that? 1998. Yeah. And then I think his wife took over his seat in the House of Representatives for a while. All right, 6:20.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
It's time for the Democrats to decide. Are they going to spend this country into oblivion? Are they going to move towards complete European socialism? Or are they going to be responsible
52
representatives of the people of this country? In other words, Are they going to go along with a socialist president who believes in no spending cuts, spends worse than a ship full of drunken sailors? Or are they going to be responsible Democrats who love their children and grandchildren and their country more? Because it's very clear, this president, how he acts, that he treats bipartisanship with abandon. He doesn't care about it. It's his way or the highway. We see how he spends money. We see his record debt, his record deficits.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Our digestive system is home to trillions of bacteria that interact intimately with our own cells. In fact, scientists are discovering that we rely on some of these microbes to keep us healthy. Now, researchers are beginning to suspect that some of them can affect our behavior. An article in the Journal of Bacteriology suggests that some bacteria may produce compounds that make us crave foods that will benefit the bacteria. While the evidence for this is still just circumstantial, they propose a series of experiments to answer the question. In other news, a study in the Annals of Neurology provides strong evidence that myasthenia gravis, a disease in which the body's immune cells attack muscle tissue, is triggered by a virus. They're now attempting to find out which virus it is and how to prevent infection. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Good news for Google. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Google is virtually unscathed after a two-year-long antitrust investigation by the Federal Trade Commission. The agency ended its probe into whether Google's search results favor the company's own products and services. No action was taken against the Internet search leader. Google has agreed to make some voluntary changes to give online advertisers more flexibility. Insurance companies paid out an estimated $65 billion in claims for natural disasters last year. 90% of the claims came from the United States. Hurricane Sandy alone resulted in $25 billion in payouts. The Wall Street Journal reports on a new trend in workplace attire, formal Fridays, on which employees who dress down Monday through Thursday end their work week in business attire. Some firms decided to do something new now that so many companies have adopted casual Fridays or casual every day. Stock market futures are little changed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626 is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Chance of some sort of rain out there at about 40% today with a high of 47. And then tonight, a 30% chance of rain. 37 will be our low. That 30% chance of rain continues tomorrow. We'll warm up to 54. Well, it'll be 54. That's not warmer. 36 will be our low on Saturday night. Then we got the sunshine back on Sunday. And so Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we'll be looking at highs near 60. And right now, the wind chill is 37. Winds are out of the north at 9. Humidity 79%. We have overcast skies. The air temperature is 41.
People often confuse happiness and pleasure, but they're not the same thing, and you get them in very different ways. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Think for a minute what it is that makes you happy.
Material things. We think make ourselves happy, but they don't.
Stephen Pollan, author of the book, It's All in Your Head.
It's not created by having money. It's not created by having a successful job. It's not created by having the new car, the second home. What we do is we confound or confuse pleasure with happiness. All the other things, look, I'm in favor of, and I enjoy them. And, you know, I'm sure you do, too, whenever you can. But they give you pleasure. They do not give you happiness.
Stephen is an attorney, financial advisor, and coach who's had hundreds of clients over the years.
A lot of whom were quite successful. And, you know, they had the second car, and they had the three-car garage, and they had the box seats at the Philharmonic, yet they were not happy. Because in the case of many of them, it's what's next, or why am I not more like so-and-so?
People who are truly happy share some very specific attitudes about their life, says Stephen.
One is you're just where you're supposed to be. And what that means is you're unique, you're a custom job, you do not compare yourself with anybody.
So if happiness is not pleasure, what is it?
It starts with being peaceful. And then it develops from there. Happiness, you know, I can use another word, joy.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's no bigger fans of the Fightin' Texas Aggies than the team at BCR Realtors, and what a team it is. Many are former Aggies. If you're looking to buy or sell a residential, commercial, farm, or ranch property, or looking to rent or have your property managed, BCR Realtors is number one in the Brazos Valley. Call BCR at 694-8844. That's 694-8844. Or visit our website at bcrbcs.com. BCR Realtors, real people, real results. Gig 'em Aggies and beat the hell out of Oklahoma.
If you have pain or headaches or have trouble moving like you used to, or if you've been injured and had surgery and still aren't back to normal, you can rely on the specialists at the Sports Back and Pain Management Clinic to help. With over 25 years of experience, their accurate diagnoses and leading-edge treatment methods mean a quicker and safer return to normal living. They eliminate pain and accelerate healing using effective treatments without medication. Located across from Mobley Pools, go to bvphysicaltherapy.com or call for an appointment, 776-2225.
Good morning, WTAW News Time is 6:30 and it's 40 degrees out there right now. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserle. Things might be a little more congested on a major Bryan Street this weekend. Starting at 2 Sunday afternoon, expect some shifted lanes on Briarcrest as workers removed old striping and replaced pavement markings. TxDOT's Bob Caldwell says the work will run from Kent Street all the way to Highway 6.
This work will shift the lanes to the south side of the roadway to provide a safety buffer for construction operations that will occur beginning on our north side of the roadway for approximately the next 6 months. This new striping will not change the number of lanes available to motorists. Two lanes will remain open in each direction, as well as the existing turn lanes will be open.
They'll wrap up around 6 a.m. on Monday, then return to work through Monday night. Caldwell says the project, contracted by Bryan's Knife River, should reduce the accidents and allow traffic to move more freely when the project is finished in late August. The saying goes, nothing in life is free, but that may not hold true still. Whether you're a resident of Bryan or College Station, you can get free assistance with your tax preparations, and you can help others too. Ronnie Jackson with the City of Bryan says the tax preparation meetings will be held at the Larry J. Ringer and Clara Mounts Libraries.
Call, make an appointment, bring your stuff, and then, you know, depending on whether you're doing a short form or you're doing itemized, bring what you need, and they will sit down with you and help you with your taxes for free, and then file them, and hopefully you get that refund. And there's many different ways people get those refunds pretty quickly now in their bank accounts or whatever the case may be.
Jackson stresses that an appointment must be made for you to receive the help. There's also tax preparation training available starting Monday at the A&M United Methodist Church. For those who'd like to volunteer, at WDAW.com, you can find more details on all of this. As some of you are throwing down that first cup of coffee to get on the road and head to work, or maybe already driving to work, this next report might help you wake up a little bit. Texas leads the nation in drowsy drivers. Here's Melanie Brown with more on that.
The poll done by the CDC shows drowsy driving was more common in men and in people ages 25 to 34. And
the state with the highest prevalence of drowsy driving was Texas.
The center's Ann Wheaton says the reason why Texas is at the top isn't clear, but it is possible the survey sample here included larger numbers of sleep-deprived young adults or apnea-suffering overweight people. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
A new year means new resolutions, and if you're trying to eat more healthily this year, Flora Williams with Texas A&M AgriLife says you should focus on what to eat instead of simply on which foods to avoid. Williams says eating enough fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can make a big difference in one's health.
When you're fixing your plate, you want half of your plate to be filled with fruits and vegetables, and you want to choose red, orange, and your dark green vegetables like tomatoes, sweet potatoes, and broccoli, along with other vegetables. But you want to make sure that you're getting in your fruits and your vegetables. And you want to make half of your grains, whole grains.
She says low-fat dairy products are also a good choice, and a lot of calories sneak in through sugary drinks, so opt for plenty of water instead. And finally this morning, if you're headed north later this afternoon to the Arlington area for the Cotton Bowl, travel safely. There's a 20% chance of light rain that could potentially be mixed with some sleet or snow in the DFW area. And, of course, just watch out for those icy bridges. The high expected up in that area is to be around 45 degrees. WTAW News Time is 6:34 and it's 40 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserle, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
It looks like we'll have to deal with some patchy cloudiness at times over the next several days, so our forecast through the night, partly to mostly cloudy at times, maybe a light shower here and there, especially to our west and south. A low temperature, upper 30s, a lot of clouds during the day Friday, with a chance of scattered light showers and up near 50. Maybe a shower at night around 40. Clouds and occasional sunshine for Saturday. Temperatures getting up into the mid-50s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. It'll be an epic weekend for football in the Brazos Valley with both A&M and Sam Houston playing in bowl games. We'll also catch you caught up with the men's basketball score, the ladies' basketball score from the doubleheader yesterday, and the Fiesta Bowl, and all that more coming up here in about 12 minutes.
So it's Sleeton and Wheelock.
Oh, is it?
Got a call.
Thank you, sir.
Buddy called to let me know there was Sleeton there, so be careful of that. What are you pouring there? I can hear that.
Nothing.
No. Sounded like you were pouring something.
I was probably breathing.
No.
After being in a smoky bar last night, I'm a little...
Smoky the bar?
Yep.
Okay. Why are you in a smoky bar last night?
It was one of the events that they had.
You can still smoke up there in bars? Is that right?
If not, it was the fog machines or something. Oh. I really don't... Well, they had hand-rolled cigars that you could take outside.
Oh, okay. There you are.
Which I didn't partake in, but okay. No. Part of the festivities included a thing at this bar over by the Gaylord Texan, and without knowing it, we kind of stumbled in, and lo and behold, the entertainment for the evening was Kelly Clarkson.
The lighter and svelter Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
I read that she's lost 18 pounds in the last month.
I was truly impressed.
Okay.
It was a really pleasant surprise. It was a great show.
Were you supposed to be in there, or you mean you say you stumbled onto it? I just didn't. You know.
Well, we went to this show thinking, you know, we'd hang out here for a little bit, watch something, and then we'd leave. And they're like, they hand you the card that has the itinerary for the night, and on the card it says, you know, Kelly Clarkson at 9:15.
Okay, there you go.
Well, that was a little more than I expected.
All right, so she sang for y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you sing along?
No.
It wasn't like a karaoke bar.
I don't even sing in church.
Hello.
Good morning. It's sleeting and Caldwell also.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right.
Well,
all right.
There you go.
So, I guess it'll melt when it gets on the ground, but also be careful on the bridges and that sort of thing. And we don't have any overpasses in Caldwell, so we don't have to worry about that. But, because again, here, it's just kind of sprinkled a little bit. That's really all that we've gotten. And so, that's a good thing. Just drive carefully and everything will be just fine. So, of course, you're there.
Yes.
Thanks to the folks at Mac Resources. Mm-hmm. We appreciate them. Two locations, one in the Memorial Student Center if you're faculty, staff, and students. And for the rest of us, it's 3828 South Texas Avenue for all your Apple supply stuff. All right, let's see. Yeah, taking a look at the radar. It's again, there's shower activity as you go all the way up, and really this has moved considerably to the east from when we were talking just a half an hour ago. Almost all of Brazos County is getting some kind of precipitation, and it's over into Grimes County as well, and Madison County, and marching to Walker County, as they say. But the good news is if you're headed up toward Waco, it starts to break up a little bit there, and you won't be riding in rain for a little while, but we'll see. Is that like a highlight film in the background?
That's Dusty, I think, cutting audio for us.
Oh, wow. Cutting audio. I got you. So that game, you know, I turned that on a couple of times last night, and I just, I guess, happened to tune in when Oregon started paying attention and playing the way that I figured Oregon would. You know, I don't know if either of you guys see the game?
Saw a little bit of it.
Kansas State gives the ball back to Oregon with 1 minute left in the half. Okay.
Well, that's plenty of time for Oregon.
They scored with 14 seconds left.
Of course they did.
I mean, and really, in clock time, in real time, it maybe took them 2.5 minutes to score. I mean, you could almost have held your breath in the time it took for that team to go down the field and score. They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're fast.
I don't know the reason they only scored 35 points, but, you know, nonetheless.
And they're losing that coach. I'll bet money.
Oh, yeah, he's going to the NFL probably. Yeah, that's probably right. Well, let's see. Oh, all right. There's a little bit of politics out there. Oh, by the way, if you want to see the digs where the Obamas are staying, somebody apparently has gotten some pictures of that for U.S. News. That's it. They've posted a photo spread on where the president and his wife and kiddos are staying.
And why?
Just to make us feel really, really good to know that our president is staying in a nice place. Because, you know, you'd hate to think he's someplace where he has to pad out there with the big scoop in the ice machine to get a bucket of ice.
You know. I wonder if he wears flip-flops.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. The rentals run for about $25,000 a week. Now, the Obamas pay for the rentals. And by the way, just to think out loud, you know, the president is always talking about how the rich are just horrible, you know, how it's just terrible. Mm. Well, when are we going to decide that he's rich? I mean, because I think he is.
Yeah, I was going to say,
without question,
I don't think I could throw down 25 large on a room.
Yeah, a week, you know. That's
But he's supposed to be out there for a month, wasn't he?
Something like that. So if you want to go to U.S. News today, you can probably click on that and see the pictures and all that. 113th Congress sworn in yesterday, and the whole idea about John Boehner not getting reelected was a bunch of malarkey because that didn't happen.
Which is exactly what Mr. Flores said.
That's right. Yeah, there was a tiny rebellion, if you will. Basically, a couple of people were mentioned. One, a Michigan representative, said that he was going to vote for Raul Labrador from Idaho, and most of the House went, "Huh? Who?" You know, the interesting thing, and if you heard Borch yesterday talk about it, you don't have to be a member of the House of Representatives to be the Speaker of the House. And so he volunteered his services.
Borch did?
Yeah. He said, "I got nothing else to do. I'm about to retire. What the heck? I'll be glad to be Speaker."
Well, he also volunteered to sit on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, he did. Well, I don't think either of those offers are going to come through for him. Anyway, so Boehner gets reelected. Nancy Pelosi got 192 votes, by the way, so good for her.
Oh, goody gumdrops.
Yep. Ted Cruz was sworn in, and he instantly has become a superstar as far as the conservative wing of the Republican Party is concerned and, you know, making the talk show circuit. And he will be. He said he's in favor of a government shutdown. I heard him say that last night on the news.
Well, bully for him.
Yeah, said, you know, if that's what it takes, then let's do that. Tim Geithner is going to leave his post by the end of this month. Well before the expected legislative brawls with debt ceiling, that apparently is the next thing they're going to talk about in D.C.
So he can go cheat on his taxes elsewhere?
Someplace else so he can do that, yeah, because, you know, he did a pretty good job while he was here. Current Chief of Staff Jack Lew remains the leading contender to take over the Geithner post. Gosh, there was a great trivia question right there. Can you name the Chief of Staff?
No,
yeah,
because well, you never see him.
That's not anymore. It's Jack Lew. That's who that is. And let's see what... Oh, and then... actually, you know, the president did not sign this legislation with the fiscal cliff. They used the auto pen to do that.
Because he was out of town?
Because he was gone. He said, "Hey, I'm out of here. You know, I'm going to be on the big airplane." And so as a result, no signing ceremony. And if you question as to whether or not it's legal for this to happen, in other words, the auto pen to do the signature of the president making it law, 2005 Justice Department opinion supported that, in fact, that it's okay. So
auto pen, is it like a one of those, remember those machines they used to have in Walgreens and make you a card, it would draw it for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like that?
Exactly.
That's kind of what an auto pen is.
Kind of, yeah. That
it's
a little bit cooler looking now than it was back then.
Sure.
But, yeah, same deal. Then
you had to put your credit card in, though.
Oh, is that how that works? That is amazing. You know, again, I don't take a lot of photographs and certainly don't print very many up, but that whole thing about going in and just, I mean, you bring a chip in from your camera and you plug that puppy in and you're printing photos right there, and they cost like, what, 19 cents each?
Oh, well, they've
got
docking stations so you can pull them off your phone.
Okay, see, I mean, just, and again, you know, hate to sound old, but it used to be you'd go into the drugstore and if you were lucky, you'd get them back the next day.
Yeah, I remember having to wait a week.
Fox Photo, I think, is what the big company that used to do that. And then, of course, they actually put the lab in the department store or the grocery store, excuse me, the drugstore or the grocery store, so that maybe you could go do your shopping and maybe it would be ready in an hour, if not later that day. Wow, technologically amazing. And now you got people who are like 80 standing there with chips that they pull out of their camera and they're printing their own stuff.
It's just crazy.
And photoshopping it, right? I mean, you know, putting the WTAW pickle in there with Garth Brooks. I mean, well, I don't know if they're doing that, but they could if they wanted
to.
Sure,
absolutely.
But I mean, and again, and all that for 19 cents. I find it amazing.
I was covering some of the After Christmas specials, and I almost bought you a pickle.
Did you?
One of the glass below the glass ornaments.
Nah, it's okay.
I thought
like
you'd
for the Christmas tree. Yeah, we could put that on the radio station Christmas.
That's
tree.
What I meant.
But that's true. I'll put that on my list of things to do. We'll get in touch with the National Pickle Association this year and see if they do have another pickle flotation device.
MPA, a fine organization.
Yes, they are.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, and then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There is an art and a science to pruning plants properly. Many folks aren't tuned into arts or sciences, however, and their plants are left suffering. Since winter is the time when a gardener's mind turns to trimming, let's outline the important details. Time for pruning is now for many plants, but not all. I'll be back with details after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We're talking about winter pruning, and let's start with shade trees. You do prune these during the winter while you can easily see their branch patterns and while they're dormant to minimize the loss of sap from the fresh cuts. Remember, however, that you must never top any tree for any alleged reason, and that includes crepe myrtles. This is a good time to talk to a certified arborist if you want to have help with the job. Look for a certified arborist. That's the highest credential you can achieve. If you're removing an especially large branch, 3 inches or larger in diameter, do it in 3 steps. The first cut is made from the underside, 15 or 20 inches out from the main trunk. You want to cut about a third of the way up into the bottom of the branch. Second, move a couple more inches out on the limb and cut completely through the branch from the top down. Third, remove the 15 to 20 inch stub by cutting almost flush with the trunk. You want to leave just a tiny amount of the branch collar there, the delta. That will help it heal more quickly. You do not need to use pruning sealant on most types of trees. However, with oaks, it's a good plan. If you do fruit tree pruning, it's best to do it in January or early February. Peaches and plums should be pruned to reasonably horizontal habits, almost to a bowl shape. Remove all strongly vertical shoots annually and aim to keep the trees at less than 10 feet in height. You may remove as much as 30 or 40% of the branch growth each winter. Remove vertical shoots called water sprouts from apples. Pears, pecans, and figs require little regular pruning. No plant that you grow will require any more intense pruning than grapes. It's nothing uncommon to remove as much as 85% of the cane growth annually. You want to train grapes onto two-wire trellises that are secured by very heavy posts. Mature fruiting grapevines are very heavy. You'll be cutting much of the prior season's growth back, so you'll have fewer clusters of grapes, also so they'll be of far greater quality, size and quality. Both broad-leafed and cone-bearing evergreen plants are pruned during the winter. You can actually reduce the size of old junipers or boxwoods, for example, by as much as 30 or 40%, but you need to do it a branch at a time. Use lopping shears. Spring-flowering shrubs and vines are pruned after they bloom. Do not touch them now. Summer-flowering shrubs and vines, as we mentioned earlier this week, are pruned during the winter. However, don't ever top a crepe myrtle. The less you prune, the better the plants will be. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks a lot for listening, and happy gardening.
Hey, get ready to say wow when you experience the difference with Suddenlink. That's Suddenlink high-speed internet. You'll have a faster, more reliable connection than you've ever had before, all for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. Connect everybody's new device to the internet wirelessly at the same time. Their laptops, no matter what, iPads, tablets, smartphones, Kindles, all online without any problems. Plus, there's 24/7 tech support so that you've always got your internet up and running when you need it. Plus, there's Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package. You get free HD TV and tons of programming. And Suddenlink offers reliable home phone service for only $25 a month for the rest of your life. So give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 and make that connection today. Of course, one of the other great things, video on demand movies available at Suddenlink. And the first one, Frank and Weenie. Frank and Weenie will be, next Tuesday that'll be out there and available. Taken 2, that's on the 15th of this month, and that's a good 28 days before Netflix or Redbox has it. So another reason for you to do that in Hotel Transylvania before the end of the month. Those are the video-on-demand movies this month. For more information on the bundling packages and opportunities that you have from Suddenlink, give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports live from Dallas. Thanks to our friends at Mac Resources. Both Texas A&M and Sam Houston State have epic weekends for their football finales. A&M will, of course, be facing off against Oklahoma in the 77th annual AT&T Cotton Bowl. Pregame is scheduled for 6 o'clock. The kickoff is at 7, and it's all right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW later today. Sam Houston State will take on North Dakota State in the FCS National Championship game on Saturday, and they're meeting for the second straight season in the FCS National Title game. The Bisons beat the Bearcats last year 17-6. The game is at noon Saturday at FC Dallas Stadium in Frisco. The game will be televised, and it's on ESPN2. The Fightin' Texas Aggie men's basketball team came crawling out of the gate yesterday. Elston Turner scored 11 of his 17 points in the second half as Texas A&M finally pulled away from Houston Baptist 67-59. And Coach Kennedy is none too happy with his team's play.
Obviously, we got to get better in a hurry. It's our inability to rebound the ball and make athletic plays continues to give us problems. But Houston Baptist made some shots and played hard, but we've got to be more efficient on both ends of the court. I thought we got layups, open shots. We just didn't put them in. We've got to start making some of those shots.
Now, the ladies, on the other hand, seem to have hit things quite in stride in their very first SEC game ever. A&M trounced Alabama.
The Aggies win it 91-52 over Alabama. They'll head to Arkansas next, and Alabama will host Kentucky coming in this coming Sunday.
Once again, the Aggies were led by junior Kelsey Bone with a remarkable play of 20 points, 14 rebounds, and that's her ninth game of over 15 points. She's doing quite well for the Aggies. Turning now to the Fiesta Bowl, DeAnthony Thompson took the opening kickoff, 94 yards, and by the end of the first quarter, he'd taken two more to the house as number 5 Oregon swamped number 7 K-State, 35-17. According to lead sources, former Eagles coach Andy Reid spent most of yesterday with the Kansas City Chiefs. After 9 hours, he decided to hold it over for one more day, canceling plans to meet with other teams. And in the coaching carousel, Penn State's football coach Bill O'Brien is staying put. O'Brien's agent said after the 8-4 experience of this season, it far outweighed any potential large raise he may receive from the NFL. And we'll wrap things up this morning with the NBA. Carmelo Anthony had 23 points as the Knicks snapped the Spurs' 7-game winning streak, 100-83. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a great time to live and work and shop in Bryan College Station. This is Paul Atkinson with Atkinson Toyota. In addition to buying a vehicle local, when you have it serviced locally or buy the parts locally, the tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley. The money helps fund our cities so they can provide the services that make this a great place to live and to raise a family. Atkinson Toyota, along with Bryan Broadcasting, remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Anyone or anything that's not on your team could be considered a pest, and R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control prides itself on shielding and protecting homes against pests. They'll get rid of bed bugs and bees, and control, monitor, and prevent termites. They can also trap rodents and varmints, install mosquito misting systems, and take care of bird and bat problems. They'll also check out new homes for wood-destroying insects. Aggie owner Randy Lee, class of 83, proudly supports Texas A&M and Aggieland through R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. Call 690-8622 or click rplepestcontrol.com.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Next half hour, the airfarewatchdog.com website has published a list of secrets from flight attendants. Things that they don't want you to know. Well, I guess they don't care now. They're letting some of them out there publicly just so you'll know what they're thinking about you. And again, you know that they've, in their lounge, the stories they've got to tell about the crazy people that are on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, here's our Florida story for today. A Florida homeowner tried pulling the naked man off the dog. Yep. The culprit turned out turned around and began biting the homeowner. In other words, homeowner grabs the naked guy off his dog. Naked guy turns around and starts biting him. That's when the homeowner shot him in the foot. Again, it's Florida. Mr. Naked kept struggling despite being wounded, but the homeowner managed to pin him down while family members called police.
So what's the old adage? Dog bites man's not a story.
Yes.
Man bites dog is a story.
That's it, and now it's a naked man biting a guy and getting shot in the foot. Officers arrived. The man tried to bite them too. Mr. Naked dog lover expected to make a... make a full recovery. And then we'll face several charges. Good news is that the dog's fine. Dog didn't get hurt. Dog's all right. We don't know, again, where in Florida that happened or why in the world it happened.
Because it's Florida.
That's right. Men's Health has come out with their hottest women of 2013. We'll go over the top five because we never do 10. And they didn't even give us the entire 100. But anyway, we'll see if there's anybody we know on there. All right, here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A. Already gotten some calls.